things in life for free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. That's what I want.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the Dental Practice Fixers Podcast. I'm Dr. Richard Amato. This is episode number 10. And as usual, we are excited to be here. We're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed or something like that. We've had so much fun doing these podcasts, mostly because of the great comments we've received from everyone. So continue to give us your comments. You already know the email address, but I'll just remind you, it's podcast@matto.com. Couldn't get much easier than that. Podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T. @matto.com. Any comments, questions, critiques, requests for topics, fan mail, want to learn more about what we do here, whatever it is, that's how to reach us. So I'm going to hand it over right now to my co-host, my business partner, my brother, Dr. David Matto. How's it going today, Dave?
It's going really well, my man. And by the way, thank you so much for spelling out the word podcast at Matto.
You never know.
Because I think most people would probably not know how to spell that. So I'm
glad some people might spell casts like C-A- S-T-E, like, you know, the class system. Like, you just never know. System. I always find it's good to spell things out.
I know the email address, so we welcome all your stuff. So, I'm Dr. Dave, along with my brother, Dr. Rich here. We are back in the studio having a great time, episode 10. And as promised always, we're going to start off with a 30-second tip. Sometimes it goes to 60 seconds, but big deal. But the idea is that at the beginning of every single episode, Rich and I give you a tip that's going to help you immediately in your practice or in your life. So my tip is this, and it's something I've been doing for many, many, many years. Rich gave a tip last episode. I think it was last episode. It was go to Fiverr because it's a cool app. And so I'm going to give you another app that I've been using for many, many years that I love. And by the way, I do love Fiverr. I use it all the time. But my app today that I love is called Mint. And if you're not an app person, if you just want to go on your computer and go to mint.com, it's M-I-N-T, Mint, just like the candy, Mint, and just like the way you mint money. It's a financial app. I've been using it probably close to 10 years now, and I got to tell you something. It totally changes your financial life because, you see, if you as long as you input things properly and honestly and connect your bank accounts and everything you have, you can see an honest assessment of how you are doing. You can see your net worth. You can make budgets. You can learn to live below your means and watch your investments grow. It is just a great, great way to handle your money. It's not a replacement for a financial planner. It's not a replacement, but it is a great, great help. And I love Mint.
I love Mint as well. Speaking of financial planners, we've got something we're going to share with you very soon in the future about dental financial planning. But I love Mint too. I've been using it for years. You also get your credit score. Every time I log on, it shows me my credit score, which I'm glad to see it's still over 800.
I was going
to
say, does it go below 400 for you? Does it do that?
Someone once told me your credit score is kind of like your SAT. You know, like it shows how intelligent you are. Anyway, I love Mint too. I do mine mostly on the computer. I have the app, but I usually do mint.com.
Mm-hmm. I do both. I do both. And it just, like I said, it just gives you a great picture and a great feel for how you're doing. And hopefully over time, your, you know, money's going to go up and you can see it. It's good.
Or you get really depressed after everything crashes, but at least you know what's going on. You have the full picture.
Rich, so I put something out on Facebook a couple days ago, and it said that we're going into the studio, and I made a promise. I did this in the Dental Place, our group on Facebook. And by the way, if you're not a member of the Dental Place yet, get in there. Just go to Facebook and do a search for the Dental Place. It's also the URL is at the end of it is Dental Place 123. But it's a group of about, what do we have? Just about, as we're recording this, it's about 4,000 people.
4,000 great people.
Great people, because here's the deal. We eliminate the wackos. If there's somebody out there that the only reason they're in a dental group is to pimp their stuff and to get you to buy their stuff or become a customer or a client or whatever, we don't let them in. And the first time they try to sell their wares in the Dental Place, they get booted. So what happens is, you know, we might not be the largest group on Facebook, but we feel we're the best because it's a bunch of engaged people. It's getting more and more engaged every day.
Some are even married.
but it's, you know, if you ask a question and it gets answered by good people, and it doesn't get answered by people that are trying to make a buck off of you. And that's why we're different.
It also doesn't get answered by people who think they try to one-up everybody or disagree with everybody or troll or make people feel like an idiot because they had a question. I know a lot of the other dental forums, unfortunately, are populated with people whose number one aim in life is to make others feel bad about themselves. We don't have those
on
the dental place.
Because if you really do that, if you troll people, you get booted. So it's a clean group, meaning you can say whatever you want. You know, clean group doesn't mean you can't use cuss words, but basically, it's a clean group, meaning that if you try to do things that are outside the parameters, like sell your stuff, we're going to boot you out. So it's
be mean and nasty to people. You can debate. You can show your point of view, of course. But you can't belittle others. And that's done on so many other internet sites, not on the Dental Place. Yep. For those of you that weren't sure how to get there, I think you correct me if I'm wrong. It's facebook.com/groups/ Dental Place 123.
You gave the real official.
Some people aren't as adept as others. So 123 is the digits, not spelled out.
Some people are not as savvy. Savvy. Some people just aren't as savvy as others.
Some people are not adept. Some people are extremely adept. I know Johnny is very adept.
Very adept.
You threw something up there. Somebody asked a question. Bunch of people asked questions.
I guaranteed, without knowing what the question was going to be, I guaranteed the first person to ask a question, we will answer. So here is the first question, and it's a promise. So we always have to fulfill our promises. So the question comes from longtime fan and friend and follower Betty Cummins, and her question is, when is Betty Cummins going to appear in a Matter Brothers music video?
Oi.
do we have to answer it? I mean, we're not sure.
I'm going to say soon.
Soon.
It might not be a live appearance. It might be a photo or something, but why not?
I say, here's what, Betty has been such a longtime fan, and she has publicized TBSE, the best seminar ever in Vegas. She's publicized it for so many years and been such a friend. I think we should try to sneak her in there one way or another. Get her in a video.
Let's just say that if we do a new video for TBSE this year, she will be in it somehow.
If.
So it's not always a video. Sometimes it's all live. But if we do.
It's not a given?
It's not a given, like popcorn. But if we do, she will somehow be in there.
I think she will like that. And if she can get herself out to Vegas like earlier, maybe she can even, who knows?
You just never know.
We never know. We never know.
Now, Betty has been on the big video screen at TBSE several times. Introing speakers, just with her big, incredible smile and positivity, just spreading all that positive vibe on the big screen for everyone to see. So thanks for doing that, Betty.
Betty, we answered your question. Next, it's up to you. No, it's up to us. It's up.
Betty
it's
has up to has yard sales and cash for gold parties and something with brassieres. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Throughout the year to feed her TBSE fund, so she makes sure she can make it there every year. She is unbelievable, and she's been so great for spreading the word about TBSE.
Yeah, it's almost like I can't wait now. I'm getting like in the TBSE mood kind of every November. The mode, the mood, the mead.
All of those things.
So, hey, Fort Meade. I got another question. So
okay, go wild.
Figured hers might not take the whole show.
Oh, so there's another. Right, I was going to say there's another question from a Facebook person,
from a listener, from a fan, from a viewer, whatever. No, not a viewer, a listener, because we're not viewing these. Luckily, we're not viewing these because I'm sitting here in like a wrecked up T-shirt and shorts here. So there's no camera right now. So here's the question. This is a really, not that Betty's was not interesting. Here's a great question, but here's an interesting question, and let's see how we answer this, Rich. So it goes like this. I am 29 years old, own my own practice. I am 1.3 in debt. I think everything is going well, but I get extremely stressed some days. Any tips for me? ? And they asked to withhold their name, so we can't give them
1.3
name.
What? $1.3?
That was my point. That's my point.
Oh, really?
I read it exactly.
Oh, I thought you were just skimming it when you read it.
No, I read it in exactly as the person asked it. So I'm glad you picked up on that, because here's what, I'm going to say this first, Rich. It seems like a lot of these, now I'm not going to generalize, but a lot of these younger dentists that are getting out of school, they've got massive amounts of debt, and it seems like they're almost like, it's not a big deal. So instead of saying I'm $1.3 million, I'm 1.3 in debt. No, you know, I'm 1.3 in debt. What are you, 1.4?
I'm 1.7 in debt. I'm better than you.
The way it's funny you picked up, because the way that was phrased is, oh, I'm 1.3 in debt. Sometimes I get a little anxious. But let me tell you something. I think it's a big deal that you're $1.3 million in debt.
$1.3 million at 29 years old. That's you're crawling out of a hole. Yeah. And hopefully we can help you, or somebody can help you, so you're not crawling out of that hole the rest of your life, because that's a serious amount of money.
It's serious. But it seems to be pretty normal. And I think the way this probably happens is, I'm just going to take a guess, probably, I'm just totally round numbers, maybe you're 200 in debt from undergrad. Then what is dental school usually like? Well, roughly,
it depends where you go. Like, but if you went totally, I was going to say, if you went totally private and really had no help or nothing to put into it, you could graduate 600,000 in debt.
So let's say, let's make it easy and say 500.
Okay,
so
half a mil.
That's 700,000 right there. Then, of course, when you grant, you got to buy a house. I mean,
you have to.
You're not going to buy a $100,000 house.
So, and if you're not buying a McMansion, you're not a dentist.
So let's say you buy a let's make it kind of cheap, $300,000 house.
Kind of cheap for where we live here on the East Coast. In many communities, that would be a humongous house.
Yeah, yeah. And but that's so already that's a million. And then you buy a couple cars. I hope
nothing less than a Mercedes or a BMW. I mean, after all, you're a dentist.
You deserve it. Right, you got to live the doctor lifestyle. And then maybe you bought into a practice or started a practice. So,
you just showed in 5 seconds how you can actually be $1.3 million in debt at age 29.
Now, even though I showed it pretty easily here, neither Rich nor I are saying that's a good thing to be. And you better be pretty darn. You said, you said, sometimes I get extremely stressed. Oh, okay, I get extremely stressed some days. Well, you know, I'd be extremely stressed every single day till I got out of this mess, because it's a mess. 1.3 is not a lot. It's not nothing to be like callous about.
Actually, you know, I was going to say something maybe the opposite of that.
What's that?
I say your first problem could be that you're stressed every day about it. And I don't think that helps anything. Being stressed about your debt doesn't help anything. You're $1.3 million. That's a fact. Did you do a lot of things wrong? You probably did. But stressing over it doesn't help, because if you're stressed out, you're worried about your debt, you're worried about your money, that's going to show in everything you do, the way you treatment plan, the way you treat your patients. You might come off as being greedy or desperate for money. I would say, instead of stress, Get a plan. And live the plan. And you won't, even though you're facing monstrous debt, you won't be nearly as stressed if you have a plan and you can actually see mathematically what is going on.
Maybe we could each come up with like one little idea for Dr. Name Withheld. Just maybe one little idea that to help him or her. I don't even know if it's a him or her. I'm not positive. To help him start him or her on their way to getting this problem solved. Just one little thing. I mean, what would it be? I mean, I've got one.
Well, sure, go right ahead.
So my first thing would there are a lot of things, but my first thing would be, stop living this damn like doctor lifestyle. Because I'm guessing if you're 1.3 in debt, I'm guessing you're driving around in the doctor's kind of cars, and you're living in, like you said, Rich, the McMansion. You're a doctor, you deserve this stuff. So my first thing is, I will tell you, is start working your way out of this debt, out of this mess you're in, and you don't have to be driving. In fact, you shouldn't be driving fancy cars. You should be driving. I'll tell you something. You should be driving a $2,000-$4,000 beater. And don't be embarrassed to drive it up to your office. I don't care. Pay cash for it. Don't lease a car. Don't lease an expensive car. Don't get a fancy car and have these big payments. And you know something? You don't need to be living in a fancy schmancy house. But start thinking about, how can I live a minimalistic lifestyle and start working my way out of this debt? Start making more and more and more money. But as you're making more and more money, don't supplement your doctor lifestyle. Start getting yourself out of this mess you're in, and then one day you're gonna have everything, and it's gonna be great. But not until you get out of this mess.
It's a mess. Well, here's another tip, and this is good for anyone, but certainly for someone that's in debt. And that is, keep track of every single thing you spend. Don't be obsessive about it. Don't be nuts about it. But, you know, it's kind of the same thing. If you've ever tried to lose weight, you know, there's the paleo diet, the South Beach diet, the North Beach diet, the 30-day whole diet, all these crazy things. To me, the only really way to lose weight starts with keeping track of everything you eat and every time you exercise. You've got to keep track of it. And that means, you know, these days there are great apps for it. You can do it in an old notebook, whatever it is. But if you're not keeping track of it, it doesn't matter what kind of diet you're having. So it's the same thing with money. If you're having some financial issues that are stressing you out, keep track of everything you spend, and you'll be amazed that, geez, when you go out to dinner to a steakhouse and you pull out your credit card and have to be the big shot and just spent $450, well, that's ridiculous. You don't
big
have
deal.
To do that. Right.
Big
deal. Who are you trying to?
Yeah. But, and doctor.
You don't have to do that. But sometimes you don't realize what you're spending. Sometimes you don't realize what you're spending on entertainment, on phones, vacations. There are less expensive ways to do just about everything. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy your life, but there are less expensive ways to do just about everything. And that starts with knowing what you're spending by keeping track. So that's essential.
I'll tell you something, Rich. I don't know about you, but I will say this on the show. And I'll just reveal this, because back in the day, when I had my dental practice, we were living that life. We were living the doctor's life. And we had the big house and kids in private school and the cars and all. And you know something? I'll tell you something. And I never had $1.3 million in debt. But if I would have lived a little bit of a more frugal life and invested more of that money when I was much younger into retirement, into accounts that would grow, man, I'll tell you something, things would be a lot. I'm not crying the blues now at all. Trust me, I'm not. But had I lived a little more of a frugal life back then, I'd have a lot more right now and just make a little sacrifice. You don't have to show off this crap to everybody. You don't need it all.
Right. Absolutely. So, you need a plan. So you already learned that you don't have to spend money and show that you're the doctor lifestyle. It's really not necessary. And you actually might have more joy doing the opposite. You need to track everything you spend, but you need a plan. You need to find somebody that can help you with that plan. And since you probably have a negative net worth, you might not be able to use one of the great financial planners that we like to recommend because you have nothing to invest. But you can find somebody, a debt counselor or somebody that has a lot more expertise than you have, to help you make your plan and see mathematically what you need to do to chip away at that debt and maybe even start saving some money.
Yeah. In addition to that, a mentor, somebody that's already done this, maybe somebody that's been in debt and they figured out a way to get out, and just have them help you out. But good stuff. But I'll leave you with one more thing too. You might need help on somebody helping you build your practice, like consultants or coaches or some people that can really come in and help you earn, because there are two parts of the equation. There's the spending and there's the earning. And if you can earn more, like we had that old accountant that told us, Rich, that, you got to make more money. I mean, that's all he used to say. You got to make more money. That's not always the answer, but sometimes it is.
Produce more dentistry.
Sometimes it is the answer.
Sold.
So you might need some help in your practice. So we'll leave it at that. And I think, Rich, let's get into our call of the week.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, go on. Let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Dental Clinic. To speak with an operator at any time, press 0. Otherwise, please listen to the following options. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To speak with a representative about dentures or extractions, please press 1 now. To speak with someone in our cosmetic and restorative department.
This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time. Please hold while I try to connect you.
Nice music. Gonna be sleeping soon in a second.
What number did you press to speak to somebody about dentures? What you pressed?
I think dentures and something. I don't know. That was a great menu. For cosmetic and restorative dentistry, press 3.
Like you really know.
I'm ready to hang up.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yep.
Should we give another 5 seconds?
5 seconds, then we'll hang up. We'll do another call. Okay, bye.
Click them.
Hello?
Yes.
Is this the dental clinic?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Do you do dental implants there?
Only for the entire bottom plate.
For the entire bottom?
The only type of implant we do.
For the entire bottom plate?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And are implants usually covered by dental insurance?
I'm not sure. We don't even accept insurance here in the clinic.
You don't accept any dental insurance?
We take South Carolina Medicaid, and it just covers extractions. if the dentures, like, it doesn't even cover dentures for their patients.
So if I have dental insurance, I can't come there?
You can come. You have to pay full price for whatever our prices are, and your insurance may actually help, but you have to pay full price the day you come, send a claim to your insurance, and if they cover anything, they send the money back to you personally.
So if I have dental insurance, that doesn't sound like it would be a good idea to go there.
Nope, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay. All right, well, hey, thank you so much for that incredibly helpful information. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
Okay, you too. You have a great day. Bye.
Hey, they hung up, by the way, they hung up on you fast, like really fast.
That was really weird.
We didn't even get a chance to hang up. They clicked you so fast.
Yeah, that was just unbelievable.
What kind of office is that?
I don't know. I'm thinking, is this like a, maybe it's not a typical dental office. I was thinking, is it like a government-funded clinic? But I don't think it was. I just don't know what was going on there.
That was bizarre. And that person did not want you as a patient in any way.
You could tell she was like doing something else. It sounded like she was doing the crossword puzzle or something.
You're like bothering her.
I totally bothering her. She was like chewing gum. Zero interest in helping me. I mean, zero.
I tell you something. I give her an F. I'm sorry. I'm an easy grader, but I give her an F. Horrible.
I'm going to say F minus. and I cannot stand the what is it, the menu of, if you want this, press
horrible.
One. If you want this, press two.
We were ready to hang up, but somehow it didn't click the right thing, so we couldn't. Then she picked up. It was that was horrible.
Just horrible in every way. Okay, yeah. I think we learned our lesson there. So thanks so much, everybody, for being with us on episode 10. Of the Dental Practice Fixers. Write to us at podcast@matto.com, and we will see you next time. I'm Rich, Dr. Richard Matto.
Dr. David Matto, and we'll see you next time. We promise.